Opioid regulations have been in place since February to protect Australians from addiction and overdose. But some chronic pain patients feel the regulations have taken away their treatment options and reduced their quality of life. Missy Drage reports.
In February 2018, the Australian government changed regulations around opioid medications to ensure they were no longer available over the counter. Dr. Abhishek Verma from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says that these regulations came about because of deaths resulting from drug misuse.
But we found among all health providers that codeine was actually associated with significant amounts of preventable deaths in terms of it was subject to being abused and subject to being misused and causing addiction and was causing deaths of approximately 1,500 people per year that were preventable.
Dr. Verma says despite their widespread use, opioids are largely ineffective in most cases.
We found that the codeine preparations that were available over the counter were actually quite ineffective compared to other painkillers based on their amount of codeine available.
Lauren Stewart has been suffering chronic pain for many years and feels the regulations take control away from pain patients.
I have gone from taking it every day to taking it as needed, but in terms of the controls where you need a script now for it, it's sort of taken control out of my hands a little bit.
Dr. Verma says there are many alternative treatments that are more effective than opioid medications.
There's other sort of paramedical options, so they might include surgical procedures, nerve blocks, implantable devices, peripheral nerve stimulators. There may also be other sort of adjunct treatments, so things like cognitive behavioural therapy, which is a psychological treatment. And the way that works is that it basically helps patients address patterns of thinking and behaviour that may be implicated in their chronic pain syndrome.
But Ms. Stewart says the treatment she is now receiving for her pain is largely ineffective.
At the start, when I wanted to go off tramadol, Panadine Fort was the alternative. Now doctors are more like, oh, just take over-the-counter Panadol or whatever, or take over-the-counter Nurofen, and it's not really effective. And I think doctors have become a lot more scared to prescribe things due to all these control measures.
She says it's an issue that mostly affects women due to widespread gynecological and menstrual pain.
I think in society we have a massive issue with women's pain. A lot of women's pain is not taken seriously, and I think that definitely factors into doctors' attitudes in terms of offering support or in terms of giving you this medication.
Dr. Verma says those who face these problems should talk to their doctor and find alternative treatments.
That may involve hormonal treatments, that may involve non-pharmacological treatments, that may involve intrauterine devices. There's a whole number of different options, and I think it'd be really important for them to have a dialogue with their GP. And if an opioid or codeine-based medication is indicated for short-term use, having a dialogue with your GP to making sure that it's used effectively and appropriately.
But Ms. Stewart says gynecological health issues are often downplayed by doctors.
I've gone through several diagnoses of PMS, and then it's normal to hurt this much when you have your period, and everything's very much downplayed.
She says even in hospitals, her problems weren't adequately addressed.
I have had several moments where I've presented at hospital, and I've sort of been treated either like a hypochondriac, or I've been put on a drip of saline, you know, to solve the problem, and they've sort of like treated you like a drug seeker, and I guess it sort of presents a case for poor attitudes towards addiction as well as poor attitudes towards women's pain and women's health.
Dr. Verma says if a patient is concerned they aren't receiving proper care, they should seek out a pain specialist.
If they feel like they're not being heard, to have a chat, to try and seek out alternative pain specialists. And they can use a really multidisciplinary approach to tackle pain. But ultimately, for the most part, having a chat with your GP is the very, very best thing you can do, because your GP will be able to link you in with the appropriate service.
Over the course of her treatment, Ms. Stewart chose to stop taking one of her long-term opioid medications in favour of an alternative. She says she received little support when she decided to stop taking one of her opioid medications.
There hasn't really been a lot of support from doctors, in my experience at least, in terms of getting off that medication.
In cases where a patient is concerned about addiction and wants to stop taking an opioid drug, Dr. Verma recommends discussing treatment of withdrawals with a GP.
They may be able to be managed by the GP directly, and the GP may be able to put them on some opioid replacement medications. Alternatively, GPs, if they don't feel like the patient would be amenable to that, or if the patient has a specific preference, they may be able to refer them on to a specialised drug and alcohol service to manage that opioid dependence.
For those concerned about a friend or relative who may be suffering addiction, Dr. Verma recommends talking about it openly.
In the first instance, it's really important to have a very open and honest conversation with the person that is being suspected of having an opioid dependence, and I'm asking them and offering them one-to-one assistance.
While understanding concerns regarding addiction and possible overdose from opioids, Ms. Stewart says access to these medications help chronic pain patients live a normal life.
It's a choice between being able to live a semi-normal life and not. It's kind of showing a lack of faith in patients to weigh up the risk for themselves.
That story by Missy Drage.